I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the greatest show on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Google Play, the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, even when the success you have expected as a result of doing the work has not occurred. And on top of all that, we're going to throw a huge dose of personal initiative in there for you. Yes, a bonus. It's actually a standard, but we'll call it a bonus so you think you're getting more. That gives you the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is about opinions, keeping your opinions flexible. Now, the thing about opinions is it's our perspective, it's the way that we see things. We talked about this a couple weeks ago in an episode about opinion and perspective and how changing your perspective can change your opinion. I'm talking about keeping your opinions flexible here because especially in this day and age, where we are in the world right now with everyone being able to express themselves as loudly, as often, and as outlandishly as they wish through our own channels of broadcast, which we all have access to completely for free, it seems that we often harden ourselves into certain opinions. We harden ourselves into certain stances. We back ourselves into corners verbally with the things that we say or the things that we type because we believe that our opinion just is absolute. It's etched in stone. No opinion should be etched in stone. That is the argument that I'm making for you here today. No opinion should be etched in stone because opinion is based on perspective, and your perspective can change when you get new experiences and new knowledge. If you get new information and you do new things, your opinions should change because you now have a completely different perspective and you have new experiences to base your opinions off of. F. Scott Fitzgerald, who's a famous American author from back in the 1920s and 30s. If you ever heard of The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald was the author of that book. And one of his most famous quotes is, I'm quoting him here, "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." I'm going to read that one again because this is the foundation of what today's episode is about. Again, this quote is from F. Scott Fitzgerald, famous American author. "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." And today's topic again is keeping your opinions flexible. Point number one, definition of opinion. Since I've already given you that definition, but let's give you a dictionary definition of opinion so we can all be on the exact same page. It's a view or a judgment formed about something not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. Now, you heard me say this a couple weeks ago, so maybe you already remember it. I'll say it one more time. An opinion A view or judgment formed about something not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. Now, knowing that that's what an opinion is, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge, most opinions should never be set in stone because your perspective and your knowledge can change. You can get new information whenever you want. If you read books, you're getting new information every time you read a new book. You read a blog post. If you go online, I mean, online, a lot of people are broadcasting news. Hopefully, it's all accurate news. That new knowledge that you're getting every single day should be changing your perspective. It should be changing the way that you look at things, should change the way that you thought about certain things, because there are things that you know now, today, that you didn't know then, which could have been yesterday, could have been 10 years ago, whenever you formed your original opinion or whenever you were given. A lot of us were fed opinions. If you really think about it, growing up, we are fed opinions by the people whom we look up to who are around us. That can be an older sibling. It can be a parent, a grandparent, coaches, teachers, people in our whatever religion we're a part of, people who are leaders there. Those people are giving, they're taking their opinions and they embed them in your mind, not because they're trying to brainwash you. Maybe some of them are, but not necessarily that they're all trying to brainwash you. It's just because they're sharing their opinion. And because of their position of authority, you respect their opinion, you trust their opinion, and you absorb it unconsciously as your own without ever considering, hey, does this opinion even make sense? I remember a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I was sitting in front of a plate of food that was almost finished. It was an almost finished plate of food. I was pretty full. I didn't want to eat anymore, but I found myself taking a long time to finish this food, and I was forcing this food into me. I was forcing myself to finish eating this food. And my lady Anna saw me and she said, well, Dre, are you done eating? Because I've been taking a while to finish eating this food and there was a little bit left. And I was obviously struggling to make myself eat the rest of it. And I said, not yet. And she noticed how long I was taking and how little was on the plate. And she said, well, are you full? And I said, yeah, I am full. And she said, well, why are you still trying to eat the rest of the food? If you're full, then you're full. Why are you still trying to eat? And I said, because. And I gave some weak explanation, like there are kids in Africa who are starving. There are people in the world who don't have food. Not everybody has the opportunity to have a plate of food in front of them 3 times a day or however many times we eat meals a day. I need to take advantage of this. And she broke through my unconscious pattern of thinking. It was a completely unconscious pattern of thinking. It was just habitual for me to think that way. And even when I spoke it out loud, it didn't sound crazy to me because I was so used to thinking it and no one had ever challenged it. And she said, well, eating that food is not going to feed anybody in Africa. And it completely broke my pattern. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. Eating this food is not going to feed anybody in Africa. I don't want any more. I am finished eating. Finally, for the first time in my adult life, got up from a table without finishing my food and didn't feel guilty about it. I had been taught growing up. I remember once my father had come to my sister and I have a sister who's a year older than me. And he has said to us, every night when you two eat, all I hear is the sound of scraping, which is the sound of the forks against the plates, the glass plates or the whatever those plates are made out of, porcelain. Don't quote me on that. All I hear is the sound of you two scraping your forks against those plates to scrape the food that you did not eat into the trash can. You two need to stop wasting food. And he was being dead serious. This wasn't a joke. He was telling us that we better stop wasting food and we better eat all the food that's on our plate. Once I was playing basketball and I was playing in Mexico, I had this teammate, this guy named Chip. He was American. He's from L.A. And one day we had all just finished eating. Some of us had finished eating and some of us were still eating. And if you heard what I said already, you know who that some of us was. I'm sitting there eating and I just got up. I'm like, I'm done. I'm good. I'm going to throw this away. And Chip looked at me and said, Dre, you could never be a guest to dinner at my house. And I said, what? What do you mean? I can never be a guest to dinner at your house. And he said, because, Dre, you never finish all your food. And he was dead serious. And some of you who are from my generation, those of you who are over 30, I don't know if they're still teaching this these days. To those of you, I guess they call y'all millennials, people 25 and under, or whatever they call it. I don't even know. I'm not up on all the pop culture references. But those of you who are 30 and over, I'm sure I'm not the only one who was taught this. And this was dead serious. This was not a joke. That you better eat all your food, even if you're not the one who chose the size of the portion. See, when I was young, my mother and father would make the food and then they would put it on our plate and serve it to us. So we didn't tell them how much we wanted or how little we wanted. They chose arbitrarily and they weren't using any type of measurement. They were going by eye. This is how much food this child is going to receive. And whatever amount I give you, you better eat. Well, what if I didn't want that much? What if I just wasn't that hungry? What if I ate a bag of chips on the way home and I just wasn't that hungry that particular day? It didn't matter. Whatever amount of food I was given, I was supposed to eat it regardless of how I was feeling, regardless if it was too much or if it was too little. And this was the way that we were brought up. Now, my perspective changed finally. Again, in my 30s, somebody finally broke my pattern and said, you don't have to eat all of the food just because it's there on your plate. It's not going to help anybody else for you to force that down your chute. It's not going to feed anyone else for you to eat. As Jay-Z said in one of his songs, what you eat doesn't make me shit. Point number two, today's topic again is keeping your opinions flexible. Number two, only the foolish man gains new knowledge without changing his views. And this goes hand in hand to what I just said. When I gained the new knowledge, or you could call it a new perspective, I don't think it was new knowledge. I think unconsciously, if I had really thought about it, it did make sense that I wasn't feeding any hungry person just by me eating all of my food. That's not going to help the homeless guy who didn't have dinner tonight. Me eating twice is not going to feed him. Only the foolish man gains new knowledge without changing his views. As soon as you get new information, when someone tells you something that maybe you should have understood, but you never really consciously processed it, once you do process it, once you go through a new experience that you hadn't been before and you see things from a different angle, your views should change as a result of that. I mean, this podcast right here is a result of my ever-changing views. I may have said something in episode 20 of this podcast that I may go back in episode number 1215 and say something completely different. Somebody may call me on it. Like, say, Dre, I heard you say this before, but you said this time. And I say, you know what? Between episode number 20 and episode number 1215, I got some new experiences. I got some new perspectives. I learned some new things. There are some things that I already knew that I hadn't really thought deeply on that once I processed them, it changed my perspective on things. You should always be changing your opinions, your views on life, because you are always gaining new experiences and you are always accumulating new knowledge. Just by listening to this podcast, you're getting new knowledge every single day, or you're being reminded of some knowledge that you already had that you have forgot about for a while. That should change your perspectives on life. You should not think the exact same way a year from now that you're thinking today. If you are, then you're going backwards because you're standing still and the world is moving forward. I've told you that many times here. The very most important thing that changes opinions are new experiences and new information, especially new experiences. And here's the problem why a lot of people go through their whole lives never changing their opinions, is because they don't do anything. They get into a routine, and they maybe at the age of 18, some at the age of 25, some even earlier than that, they get into a certain routine of life. And when I say routine, I don't mean that they had the same schedule every day. What I mean is they hang around the same people. They stay in the same environments. They do the same type of work. They only associate with people who think the way that they think. If they come across someone who thinks a little bit differently than them, they will either consciously or unconsciously push that person or push themselves away from each other so that they don't have that conflict in their mind of someone who thinks differently from them. They won't listen to anybody who has an opinion that's anywhere different than theirs. And if they do hear somebody who's different, they will either get away from that person, they'll separate themselves from the situation, or they will fight against that person. I don't mean physically fight, but maybe argue verbally, argue social medially, or they'll argue in their mind, or again, they'll just separate themselves from the situation because it is in direct conflict with what they think. This is what a lot of people do in life. You know any people who fit this description? They've been kind of going through the same routine, by the way I just described it, for their entire lives. It seems like for the last 10, 20, 30, 50 years, the exact same routine. They don't get any new experiences, even though they've been alive. I mean, they remember when it was black and white TV, and now we got everything on our phones. They remember when everybody had cable, now everybody has a YouTube channel. They have seen things change, but they have not gained any new experiences. Therefore, they don't change their opinions. They get set in their ways. You ever hear somebody say that? I'm set in my ways. When somebody tells you they're set in their ways, they're on their way to dying. And I don't say that lightly. I've heard some people who I love, people in my family, have said that I'm set in my ways. And these are people who I didn't see as old before they said that. When as soon as they said that, I said, this person's old. This person's on their way down the mountain. Okay. So if you think of a mountain, or at least the mountains that they see use in coloring books, the ones that just go straight up to a peak and then go straight down and no jagged edges. You are either, when you're growing, when you're learning, when you're getting better, you're always going up the mountain. As soon as you stop growing, learning, getting better, you're at the peak of the mountain. As soon as you start deciding that you don't want to change anything because you just want to stay how you are and you start using these dumb used cliches to make yourself feel better about it, you are going down the mountain. When you get to the bottom of the mountain, is a wrap. Then we got to arrange funerals and get you fitted for a casket and then all the rest. Okay. Only the foolish person gains new knowledge without changing his views. But a lot of people can't change their views because they don't gain any new knowledge and they don't do anything new. Your mindset should be, I had this information in perspective, I thought this way, now I have this new information and this new perspective because of my new experiences, I have decided to change how I think. And here's another reason why people don't change how they think, they don't change their opinions, is because they have this emotional connection to an opinion that either is from them or from society. It gives you this emotional connection to an opinion. For example, if I come out and say something like, hard work doesn't beat talent because talent's going to get opportunities that hard work doesn't. Let's say just things just change in life, that all of society changes the way that they think, and all of a sudden hard workers are the ones who get more opportunities than the ones who just have talent without even displaying their hard work. There are people in the world, if I come out and say, oh, you know what, now things have changed, society has changed, there are new ways of doing things, you know what, hard work can beat talent, people are going to beat down my door, metaphorically, I hope, and tell me, Dre, well, you said something completely different in 2018, that people couldn't do that, that hard work doesn't beat talent because talent will get opportunities. How are you going to just change your opinion like that? Which one are you about? How are you always changing your mind? Society is going to try to keep me buried in cement. They're going to try to keep me locked in the cement of what an old opinion was. And this is what a lot of us do. We see someone come out with a certain stance, and if that person goes against their stance, we're saying, oh, this person's a flip-flopper, they don't know what they think, they don't even believe in their own opinions, we can't trust anything this person says. We use it against them when they try to change their opinion because they got a different perspective. So you got to consciously fight against that, because society, people in general, will try to keep you stuck in the space that you were in. And if you're in a certain space and a bunch of people agree with you, and then you decide, you know what, things are a little bit different, we need to look at this differently, a lot of those people are not going to be so open-minded to you. They're not going to be so open to hearing your change of heart and change of opinion. You may think that they will be, but you will be rudely awakened to learn that they don't. But you're mentally tough enough to deal with that, right? Point number three. Today's topic is keeping your opinions flexible. Ask why. Ask why of other people who have opinions that are different from yours so you can learn what they see and what they know. This is a very simple concept, but is exercised very rarely these days. And all of you know, if you use social media, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to repeat the point again. When you come across someone who has an opinion that is different from yours on a certain topic, if you can, I mean, if the person is not being completely hostile, ask them if you can have a conversation, a civil, respectful conversation with this person. Ask that person, why do you have that opinion? What information do you have that I don't have? Or how are you interpreting the same information that we both have? How are you interpreting the information that makes you have this completely different perspective than what mine is? You can ask a person that question, and I guarantee you, they'll tell you a whole lot. Listen, human beings, we all have an affinity for our own intellect. Or even people who you may think are stupid or not that smart, they have an affinity for their own intellect. If you were to disparage their intellect, they can come to hate you. That's the one thing about people. You could talk about how somebody looks. You could talk about the type of job that they took. You could talk about their boyfriend or their girlfriend or their husband or their wife, or you don't like their car, or you don't like the neighborhood they live in, and you don't like how they talk. Two things about people that you should never insult unless you want that person to hate you. One is their intelligence. Another is their taste, like the clothes that they wear or the food that they like to eat, or things that they see as nice or things that they see as terrible. People's taste and intellect are two things that we all have a very deep emotional connection to, even if we don't know that we do. So anyway, the point I'm making here is, when you come across someone who has a different opinion than you, ask them, how are you interpreting information different from me? Or what have you seen that I haven't seen? What do you know about that I don't know about that causes you to have the opinion that you have? I want to learn from you. You got to ask this question in a civil, again, open way, as if you actually want to learn from them. And the reason I was talking about the taste and intellect is that anytime you appeal to someone's intellect and ask them, how do you know that? Where did you get this information? What have you seen that I haven't seen? You're appealing to a person's intellect. I guarantee you they will open up and they will talk to you for as long as you are willing to listen. I heard Barack Obama say in his last speech, I don't remember where he said it. It might have been right before the inauguration when Trump came in for president. But Obama said this somewhere before his, actually, he might have said it at the, actually, I don't know where he said it, but Obama said this. I know I heard him say it as I was watching. He said, how about instead of getting on the internet and vilifying and arguing and lobbing insults at a person who thinks differently from you, how about having a civil conversation with that person in real life off the internet? And the crowd went wild and cheered and clapped. And I said, man, that's one of the best points he's made. And it's a point that we all need these days. In order for us to keep our opinions flexible, first of all, we got to have a civil enough relations with people who have different opinions than us. And that's very hard to do these days. But hopefully we'll start one person at a time, starting with you who listen to this podcast. We can turn all of society around. Let's recap today's topic, which is keeping your opinions flexible. That quote again by F. Scott Fitzgerald: the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. Number one, we know the definition of an opinion. It is a perspective. Knowing this, most opinions should never be set in stone because our perspective is always changing and knowledge is always changing. We can always expand our knowledge. Number two, only the foolish man gains new knowledge without changing his views. This is the very most important thing that changes opinions in life, are new experiences and new information. The problem many people have is that they don't read, so they don't get new information, and they don't do anything different, so they don't get new experiences. This is how their opinions get stuck in stone. Those people, when you come across them, they're dying, so you should probably avoid them. If you want to help them, buy them a book or send them a link to the Work On Your Game podcast. Number three, ask why of others' opinions so that you can learn why they see what they see and what they know that causes them to have the opinion that they have. Maybe you will learn something new that you did not otherwise know, but you got to stay open-minded and civil enough to even have that conversation. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.